Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Thursday morning, April 9th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
AI-powered pharma manufacturing signals scalable efficiency, long-term cost advantages. AI-powered pharma manufacturing has seen a shift towards integrating artificial intelligence into production workflows for improved efficiency and compliance. Companies like Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. are at the forefront of this transformation, aligning with the broader trend of intelligent, automated compliance infrastructures. Other key players in this space include Rockwell Automation, Inc., Emerson Electric Co., Thermo Fisher Scientific, Inc., and Danaher Corp.
Canary Gold Corp. announces installation of second centrifuge at Portobello sampling facility. Canary Gold Corp. has announced the successful installation of a second centrifuge at its Portobello sampling facility in Brazil. This new addition is expected to boost sample processing capacity, supporting the company's expanding reconnaissance drilling programs at the Madeira River project. The enhanced processing capability aims to improve efficiency and handle increasing sample volumes as field activities continue to scale.
AI News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc. Featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI-enhanced robotics in pharma manufacturing. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. has been featured in an editorial by AINEWWIRE. Showcasing the role of AI-enabled robotics in pharmaceutical manufacturing. The piece discusses the increasing regulatory demands in the industry and highlights Knight Foods Tech Force Robotics for its autonomous systems, SOP intelligence, and real-time deviation detection. This positions Knight Food at the forefront of compliance and operational efficiency in next-generation GMP environments.
Rock Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp., NYSE American, UEC American, UEC condenses production at Burk Hollow ISR project in Texas. Uranium Energy Corp. has started production at its Burk Hollow project in Texas, becoming the first new U.S. in-situ recovery uranium operation in over a decade. With recent expansion approvals at its Christensen Ranch operations in Wyoming, UEC now has two active ISR hub-and-spoke platforms, solidifying its position as the only U.S. uranium company with such capabilities. This move supports a scalable domestic production strategy amidst growing policy support for the U.S. nuclear fuel supply chain.
AN News Breaks, Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in AN Newswire editorial on AI-driven pharma compliance. Ontoletic Therapeutics was recently featured in an editorial by AN Newswire, highlighting the use of artificial intelligence in pharmaceutical manufacturing and compliance. The article discusses the shift towards AI-driven monitoring for production processes, ensuring adherence to good manufacturing practice standards. This positions companies like Ontoletic at the forefront of combining life sciences with advanced digital technologies.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2025 audited financial results, including an increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has reported a significant increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Total revenues, interest income, and income from investments rose to over $5.10 million from approximately $965,000 at year-end 2024. The company also saw a growth in total assets to over $16.60 million from $15 million in 2024. Additionally, Royalty Management initiated a $0.01 per common share annual dividend to shareholders for 2026.
Critical mineral-rich Bolivia is at a turning point as it courts Western investments and friendly U.S. ties, opening doors for miners. Bolivia, rich in critical minerals, shifts towards capitalism under President Rodrigo Paz. Opening doors for Western investments. The new government aims to attract foreign direct investment in mining, particularly in lithium, silver, and tin. New Pacific Metals Corp. is optimistic about its projects in Bolivia, eyeing opportunities as the country seeks to become a major supplier of critical minerals. New Pacific Metals.
Steyr Motors AG completes the acquisition of BUKHAS, important step into new markets with high synergy potential. Steyr Motors AG has completed the acquisition of BUKHAS, marking a significant move into new markets with high synergy potential. The consolidation process is set to begin in Q2 2026, leading to increased revenue per customer and enhanced competitiveness. CEO Julian Cassutti highlights the strategic leap in the marine and defense sectors, anticipating a positive earnings impact in the first year of consolidation.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Petivco Corp. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Petivco Corp., highlighting the company's significant growth in production and revenue following the Juniper merger. Despite challenges like lower oil prices, the company reported strong performance in FY25, with production up 35% and adjusted EBITDA increasing by 18%. With plans for optimization work to reduce costs and increase margins, Petivco Corp. is poised for further success in the future.
AI is not the workforce, it is the tool. Industrial STEM and human cognition still lead the future. AI is not a replacement for the industrial workforce, but a tool whose value depends on human cognition, contextual judgment, and domain-specific expertise. Industrial STEM education is crucial for preparing leaders and skilled professionals who can interpret data, apply technology effectively, and build workforce pipelines for emerging industries. The future of industry will be defined by collaboration between human cognition and intelligent tools, emphasizing the importance of human understanding in the age of AI.
AI-driven compliance game changer in pharma manufacturing and regulatory standards. Pharmaceutical companies are embracing AI-driven systems to enhance compliance with evolving good manufacturing practice standards. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. is at the forefront of this movement, utilizing advanced digital technologies. Other key players in this space include NVIDIA Corp., Amazon.com Inc., Honeywell International Inc., and Amacell Inc., reflecting a shift towards intelligent, automated compliance frameworks. AI-enhanced robotics and pharma manufacturing signals major efficiency, margin expansion opportunities. AI-enhanced robotics in pharma manufacturing is set to revolutionize the industry, offering major efficiency and margin expansion opportunities. Knight Food Holdings Inc. is at the forefront with AI-enabled robotics platforms that integrate autonomous systems, SOP intelligence, and real-time deviation detection. This move aligns with the industry trend towards intelligent systems supporting compliance in real time, as traditional automation falls short in addressing contamination risks. The Fluor Minerals Inc. bolsters report on positive PEA nears gold production. The Fluor Minerals Inc. is making strides towards gold production with a positive PEA report. The Canadian company is gearing up to restart its gold mill and process material from its nearby project in the Abitibi region. With a low capex project and robust economics, LaFleur is optimistic about its near-term operational profits. Investor News breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. engages strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has enlisted strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. The BC-based organic sedimentary phosphate exploration leader aims to boost awareness in the U.S. through a six-month agreement valued at $10,000 per month. This effort will target American markets to highlight the company, its management, and the phosphate industry.
Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. complete strategic acquisition. Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. has completed a strategic acquisition of the operations of Visionary AI Systems Group Limited Co. Guangzhou Jingdao Automotive Equipment Manufacturing Co., Limited. This move positions Ladybug as a key technology partner in the electric vehicle ecosystem, with Jingdao specializing in precision production lines and smart industrial equipment for global automotive brands.
Snook and Atherton HVH has opened a new facility in Lubbock, Texas, expanding its product lineup to include Cooper and Hunter equipment. The relocation provides more warehouse space, improved logistics, and faster customer service for HVH contractors. With over 280 product lines and 600,000 parts in stock, the company now offers two-day shipping nationwide. President Zach Maldonado emphasizes their commitment to fast, reliable service for contractors.
David Henry embraces outdoor living with motorized pergola. Actor David Henry has embraced outdoor living by commissioning a custom pergola installation at his Idaho property, designed and manufactured by Azenco Outdoor. The motorized louvered roof system allows for precise control over sunlight exposure and weather protection, making the space usable year-round. This project reflects a broader trend towards functional, design-forward outdoor spaces that support daily use regardless of environmental conditions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.